Welcome to this introduction to Copenhagen, written by Michael Frayn and directed by Michael Longhurst. The audio described performance at Hampstead Theatre is on Saturday the 2nd of May. There's a touch tour at 12:30. The introductory notes will start in the auditorium at 2:15 and the performance at 2:30 p.m. The performance runs for approximately 2 hours and 45 minutes, including an interval, and the live audio description will be given by Miranda Yates. Information on Hampstead's website tells us, "There are only two things the world remembers about me. One is the uncertainty principle, and the other is my mysterious visit to Niels Bohr in Copenhagen in 1941. Everyone understands uncertainty. No one understands my trip to Copenhagen." Please note, this production contains themes of war, antisemitism, and death, including the death of a child, and there are sudden loud noises, flashing lights, haze, and smoke. There's a company of three actors, one woman and two men, and the costume design reflects the period of the 1940s. All three characters are dressed in clothing made from soft fabrics in muted sepia tones, as if faded from an old photograph, remaining in a single outfit throughout. The colours drain from their clothes and skin, giving them a pale, ghost-like quality, as though they exist somewhere between memory and the present moment. Werner Heisenberg is a white German man around 40, though at times he appears as his 20-something younger self. He's slim with an open, youthful face and messy, slightly wild, reddish-blonde hair. Clean-shaven, he has the look of a slightly dishevelled academic, his simple, practical clothes suggesting a physics lecturer rather than anything styled. He wears comfortable light brown trousers with a pale long-sleeved shirt and soft brown tie. His shoes are toning light brown. Heisenberg moves with a quick, springy lightness, his energy bright and restless, at times almost giddy, as though his thoughts are racing ahead of him. Niels Bohr is an older white man in his late 60s, thoughtful and measured, who stands with shoulders slightly stooped. He's dressed similarly in a modest academic manner, in faded brown trousers and a pale shirt, worn with the sleeves rolled up under a light brown knitted waistcoat. His shoes are brown lace-ups. Bohr's movements are careful and contained, his presence calm, as though he weighs each word before it's spoken. Niels' wife is Margareta Bohr, a white European woman in her late 50s, tall and strong in build, with a composed, grounded presence. Her long hair is pinned into a rolled bun at the nape of her neck, echoing a 1940s homely rather than formal style. Her clothing is understated in the same muted brown tones, a plain tailored calf-length dress in a softened linen with a V-neck. The dress is fitted at the waist with embroidered detail at the elbow-length cuffs and buttons down the front. And her shoes are heeled tan lace-ups, practical and elegant, and she accessorizes with a short necklace of round peach beads. Margareta often sits very still, listening closely, following each shift in the conversation. When she moves, it's deliberate and purposeful, her stillness giving way to moments of quiet authority as she holds her ground. The setting is abstract and minimal, placing the action within a stripped-back, conceptual space rather than a defined location. A large circular floor about 8 meters in diameter is raised about half a meter from a water-filled black void that surrounds it. The soft grey surface of the floor is slightly reflective and marked with faint lines that form concentric rings and radiating segments like an abstract dial. There are three distinct rings, the inner central ring, which is about 4 meters in diameter, the middle ring, about a meter wide, and a narrower outer ring that's edged by a narrow strip that sometimes glows. The floor can revolve as a whole, while the sections can also move independently in different directions. At times the movement is almost imperceptible, gently shifting our perspective on the conversation. At other times the outer ring remains still, while the inner or middle rings turn. The movement creates the effect of space in constant motion, like the cycles of thought or ideas, mirroring the journey of the characters as they return to the same moment from different angles. The floor is often subtly defined by the lighting, which traces the edges of the three rings so that their shifting movement becomes visible. Heisenberg is often positioned on the middle ring, a moving walkway, as he orbits the boars, who more often remain within the stillness of the centre ground. At certain moments, the surface of the black water that sits just beyond the outer ring catches the light as faint ripples shimmer across it, the reflections adding a sense of depth to the unknowable nature of the space and its quiet instability. The lighting often guides our focus as attention shifts from one character to another. One area brightens while another falls into shadow so that figures drift in and out of clarity. Dozens of grapefruit-sized light bulbs suspended at different heights hover in the air throughout the space, their golden glowing filaments pulsing like fragments of energy or memory, while dark reflective drapes enclosing the space behind display distorted watery reflections and rippling neon lines across their surface. The only objects in the space are three stackable chairs with metal legs and wooden seats and backs. As we arrive in the auditorium, they're stacked up to the left of centre, near a tall lampstand without a shade that emits a soft white glow from a single bare bulb. Cast and production credits. Margareta is played by Alex Kingston. Heisenberg is played by Damian Maloney. Boar is played by Richard Schiff. The designer is Joanna Scotcher. The associate costume supervisor is Deborah Andrews. The lighting designer is Neil Austin. The sound designer and composer is Richard Hamilton. The writer is Michael Frayn, and the director is Michael Longhurst. This is the end of the introduction to Copenhagen at Hampstead Theatre. If you have any questions or need further assistance, please contact the box office on 020 7722 9301.